Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goober Goober.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And I'm just going to go bonkers. this is Demented Argo and The Noose That Snapped. Listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Demented Argo from their album. This is quite an old album, actually. Well, I'd say quite old. It's new in relative terms. This album came out in 2005, so it's 9 years old, and we have played that track, The Noose That Snapped, before. So it is from the vaults. But I'm just so excited about going to the Psychobilly meeting next year, mate, that I'm just loving my Psychobilly again. It all just keeps coming out of the woodwork.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
The question is, what is Demented Argo's website?
DementedArgo.com.
DementedArgo.de. Ha! Oh. Serves you right. No, you're rubbish at this. If you listened to last week's show, that makes sense. If you haven't, I just sound evil. They are from the Valleys, Demented Argo. Absolutely brilliant band. The foremost purveyors of Welsh psychobilly, my friend.
There you go.
And genuinely bonkers. And I hope you enjoyed that track. Anyway, that makes it Paulie B. I sounded a bit Alan Partridge then, didn't I? That makes it Paulie B in Internet 1, Tony nil. Now, I've got some terrible admissions to make here. I've got nothing to say in this bit whatsoever, but I should come clean, Tony.
Okay.
Because I'm not here, I'm somewhere else.
You are?
I'm in Lanzarote, and I'm having too much fun. I'm on holiday with my brother, Tony.
Blimey.
Oh, no, I'm having such a good time, I haven't got any jokes or poems or anything.
That's all right.
But if you do have a joke or poem for us, maybe you could email paulieb@punkyradio.com, typing your email, Poetry Corner if it's a poem, or Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke. But I could do my default favourite joke, Tony.
What's that?
Why did the Frenchman only have one egg for breakfast? Because one egg is enough.
Nice.
I've got nothing else. Fair. I did no more jokes than that. I've been a stand-up comic for 24 years, but guess what? Nothing springs to mind right now. How about you, Tony? You got a favourite? I'll tell you what, should we bring in Darren? Darren, have you got a favourite joke?
I'm
going to
think of right now.
Right, you have to shout. Well, look, we'll come back. We'll give you a chance to... Basically, my mate Darren's here. He's doing his FA coaching badges and he's one day going to be future manager of Wales. So we're going to talk to him in a little while. I was hoping he'd have a joke to hand, but he's a bit too busy colouring in because that is clearly...
It's
a diagram. Right, so the point is that you'll hear from Darren later on in the show when he tells you all about how he's transforming the face of football in Norway, Tony.
Okay.
All right, but until then, here's a band that have transformed the face of me forever. Well, one of them very nearly did. A band called The Objects, Tony. We haven't played The Objects in a while. All the way from Las Vegas, Nevada. And hello to Felony, Melanie and James, which is an odd-sounding couple, but he's as bonkers as she is. And a fantastic US punk coming up for you. Sound all right?
Sounds great.
What we need to do, though, Tony, is find out what The Objects Facebook page is.
Facebook.com/TheObjectsNV?
No, good idea. It's Facebook.com/ObjectsLV, as in Objects Las Vegas, as in good idea. But you're so rubbish, it hurts. Paul Living Internet 2, Tony Neil. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. And this is Milkman. Listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the Basic Week, Tony.
That's okay.
Why are you laughing at?
You're a stickler for tradition.
I really am. That wasn't Milkman. It's a track called Milkman. Because in the United States of America, they don't have milkmen. Whereas we used to have loads of milkmen. But then, I don't know. Who are we blaming for the lack of milkmen now? Supermarkets?
Yeah.
Let's do that, bloody supermarkets. Yeah. Everybody used to love their milk and did loads of milkmen out of a job, bloody. And I once did a milk round. Tony, I did it once. I got up at 4 in the morning and I worked from 4:30 until 7:30, and basically the milkman drove the milk float and I did all the bloody dropping the milk off on doorsteps, and when he came to pay me, he gave me a pound. And I told him to fuck off.
Did you have to follow him around on foot?
No, I mean, I was on the float, but then I was running up and down driveways for 3 hours. It's outrageous. I did some swearing there. Now, what did I just say then? I didn't, did I? Don't matter. We've dealt with The Objects. So, Tony, it must be time for...
Facebook, tra-la-la.
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
It is.
Or is it?
No, I haven't got any.
Oh no, in that case then, that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
Ha, that was a laugh, wasn't it?
There you go. Any excuse.
It's all right, because in this section, I am joined by my mate, Darren. Say hi, Darren.
Hi.
Right, you have to lean in, Darren.
Hi.
Right, there you go. Darren's just been finishing some very important football-related work, because Darren is training for his coaching badges. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I've just finished my diagram now, so if you don't mind, can I just grab a beer and then come back?
That's the future of modern football, Tony. They finish a diagram, they have a pint.
Well, you know.
Oh, you're still there, are you, Tony?
Got to be rewarded.
Well, you've gone very, very quiet then as well. Right, and so in the true spirit of serious punky radio, I'm now going to speak to a Welsh bloke about football while he's having a beer. So, Darren, I'm just going to come in here a bit so we can, if we can just sort of lean into this mic. Tony, can we just, does Darren sound okay?
Hello. Hi, Tony.
Yes, he does.
He does. Right then, Sam. So, this is your, is this your level two or level three you're doing now?
Right now it's the level two. Level one was already completed at the beginning of the year, and when the level two is finished, it will be going on to the UEFA B license, and then on to hopefully UEFA A license.
Right, so once you're on the UEFA B license, who can you actually manage or coach?
Almost anybody, actually. You could actually go from all levels, maybe coaching young kids or even Sunday League, but anywhere up to even on the coaching staff, even in professional teams, professional clubs.
Right, and then once you've done level three, which runs out next March,
two should be finished about March, and right. Then level three is, it can be anywhere from up to 6 months to a year, maybe.
But once you've done level three, could you become manager of Nottingham Forest?
Maybe not Nottingham Forest, but maybe Derby County, something like that.
No, you've done level one, you'd be fine for them with that. Right, so, and what's your plan? So you, At present, you're managing a team in Oslo, am I right?
A team in Oslo called the Cows. So if anybody out there is listening and happen to be living in Oslo and don't really have a team that they want us to have, that they support in Oslo, the Cows are always welcoming more fans. So you can find us on Facebook at the Cows FC.
It's as simple as that. It's facebook.com/thecowsfc.
Exactly that, yeah.
You set a default URL.
Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent work, Tony.
We like that.
It is, because I'm a stickler for tradition.
Yeah. Even if you're not into football, even if you just like to have a beer and socialise with new people, then you're more than welcome to come along.
Right. Well, we'll hear more from Darren later on in the show. Is that all right, Tony?
That's fine.
Right. Good. Because Darren looks like the kind of bloke that likes cunt. And the gang. Now that is cunt with a K, of course. And the next track we're playing this week. It's from Cunt and the Gang's latest album, Japs iTunes, a more out-of-order piece of electronica you could not ask for. And I've picked this track this week, seeing as Down had got the lager on, because it kind of ties in with lager and the fact that he might be a bit of a namesake, and that I am mates with Cunt.
Hmm.
Which is very nice, but it's with a K, it's not swearing. I should say that. You know, it's just his name. What do I know is, Tony, what is Cunt and the Gang's website?
cuntandthegang.com.
Good idea. And there is a cuntandthegang.co.uk, but it appears to also be shortened to katg.co.uk now. So I'm afraid I just can't give you the point, Tony, because I hate you and you're a dick. So it's probably being the internet. Was it 3? Tony nil. I'm just making up for last week. I love you, really.
Yeah.
And this is... Yo, you sound really low now.
No. I'm laughing.
I didn't mean it, Tony.
That's it.
Maybe that's because you're depressed, and maybe what you need is the cure for depression.
My mate Mike has been feeling down, and I tried to show support. But with all his whinging and keeping on, it's much harder than I thought. There's a stigma surrounding mental health, and now I can see why. All the doom, gloom and joylessness is getting right up my Jap's eye. I caught Mike up the loft hatch with his dressing gown belt. I said to him, that's not the solution, I've got the solution, and this is how it's spelled. L-A-G-E-R, cos I've got a cure for depression. It's got the session. Cheer up, you miserable cunt. 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 To leave his flat, I tried taking him a wank mag round. He didn't even smile at that. I arranged for him to see a counsellor, which he said that he was dreading. I said, it'll do you good to talk to someone else, cause you're doing my fucking head in. Caring for someone with depression is more demanding than you'd think. All that despondence and hopelessness really makes you need a drink of L-A-G-E-R, cause I've got a cure for depression. It's gotta be worth a pun. Yourself out on a session and cheer up, you miserable cunt. It's no use laying round the house sulking and moping. There's pubs and clubs with ladies there whose front bottoms need groping. Everyone has times when they feel a little down, so come on, give your knob a wash and we'll go out on the town for a pint of L-A-G-E-R, cause I've got a cure for depression. It's gotta be worth a pun. Yourself out on a session and cheer up, you miserable cunt. 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 Cheer up, you miserable cunt.
Quim.
You're listening to the Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And by the way, hello to Jeff Uglyshoes, who I really do want to see that man again, you know.
He has been quiet.
He has, but then I think... Well, he's half blind and he's half deaf. He's lost his voice as well. He's basically the Helen Keller of San Francisco, isn't he? So I bet he's never been called that before.
No.
Anyway, that was Cunt and the Gang and the Cure for Depression, which was Out of Order Electronica on a grand scale, as is the rest of the album, and we will play another track from it in a couple of weeks' time, whether you like it or not. It's a right all over the place show this week. I should have mentioned that at the start. Anyway, did you do anything last week?
It was pretty heavy work-wise at the end of it. Yeah, lots of work, a few pieces on the house. We had the blinds put up. So, yeah, as I say, it's the run-up to Christmas, so it's just a bit of everything, really.
Rock and roll!
Oh, yes.
I went to Oslo, and I imagine I had a great time.
Yes.
Who knows? I'm now sat on a beach in Lanzarote, so I couldn't care less about what I did last week. Should we ask Darren? Darren, what did you do last week?
Oh, what did I do last week?
Work on the basis is what you're doing this week.
Oh, right, yeah. I was in London. I was in London last week, yeah, doing my level 2 coaching badge, believe it or not. I did really well. I got a lot of praise from what would be the assessors. And yeah, I mean, I got offered the job at Nottingham Forest, but I had to turn it down as I'm holding up for Derby.
He's sad from the show. That was absolutely wonderful, Darren. Far better than a lot of the bands we've interviewed on the show when put on the spot in such a manner. Anyway, I'm all inclusive, Tone. So
are you?
I can speak. You'll find out about this next week. I imagine I've been having 8 fried eggs and 7 rashers of bacon for breakfast. I imagine the sun's shining. I'm on the beach right now with my mate Steve. I imagine that at least one group of people in the hotel will be convinced that we're homosexual, and that isn't because we'll be sharing no, so I'm not going with Steve. I'm there with my brother.
Is it all of you going?
No, that would be gay. No, there's no, they're bound to think we're homosexual if it's anything like last year when me and my brother went to Crete and we shared a room under the names of Mr. Edwards and Mr. Edwards, so they assumed we were a couple. So he doesn't appreciate it when I skip behind him going, hello! There you go. Anyway, that took longer than I thought. 2 songs in a row now. I feel that I need to recover from what's just happened.
Okay.
And what better way to do that than with Bruiser Queen, Tony?
Okay, cool.
We played Bruiser Queen on the show a couple of times, I think, or at least once, and we've got their latest album. I haven't got the name of the album next to me, sorry about that. What is Bruiser Queen's blog spot?
Bruiserqueen.blogspot.com.
No, bruiserqueenmusic.blogspot.co.uk, probably been the internet for Tony Neil. Hi, you useless git. This is On the Radio.
I heard you on the radio. Whoa, whoa.
A wank stain on the duvet of society.
Listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bass this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Muck and the Myers and a track called Pocket Change from their latest album, which is absolutely brilliant, by the way. They are Boston's international ambassadors of rock and roll.
Right.
Yeah, and that's Boston, Massachusetts, not Boston, Lincolnshire.
Ah, okay.
Which I don't think has got that many international ambassadors of rock and roll.
No.
Fair enough. But, was that you doing an impression of a cow? Or was that... It sounds like they don't have any
Boston
international
cow.
Ambassadors of rock and roll in rural Lincolnshire. There you go. Any road up. What's Muck and the Myers website?
Muckandthemyers.com.
It is. Tony Wong, poorly the internet for, not that you deserve it, you useless arse. I'm just making up for last week. Sorry, I'm having too much fun with a bunch of men on holiday that I'm not sure who I'm with. I have been drinking a lot.
Down. I'm just imagining Peter Stringfellow in his sparkly underpants being in the same holiday resort as you and your brother. I don't know why, but it's just ignore me, I'll go away.
I think he's just imagining me in sparkly underpants, Tony. It wouldn't be the first time.
That's fair enough.
Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for... Oh, Dad, you can join in if you like. Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar. Or you could not. No, it's never stopped us before. Right, Tony.
Yep, it's still going. This all gigs at 12 Bar Club, thankfully. So do you go and check it out this Friday, the 28th. Ain Duffy, Kick the Moon, Altercation, Thieves, Amber Vision, Devious Funk Collective. It's an Enterprise Studios night.
Right, so what do you think to that? Indie?
I don't know, actually. Devious Funk Collective.
How time you found out, Tony? I've been asking you for 18 months.
Well, they didn't really advertise it.
I can be vicious sometimes, can't I? You could do a bit of research into Enterprise Studios, what I'm saying.
Yeah, check them out. Could do.
Yeah, like every single band we play, when I tell all of our listeners to check them out via their website, maybe you could, just for once, in amongst the tiling.
Right.
I'm sorry, I'm not having a go at you. Yeah. Although you do deserve it.
Oh, which do you think it is then? Come on.
£6.
Okay, cool.
It's nice pants.
That is right, £6. Saturday night, fire exit. Emergency
fire bitter. Exit?
Yeah.
I'm on a wheelchair, out of control. That's fire exit, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. I've always played it before.
Brilliant. Oh, should I dig that out for next week's show?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's brilliant. We haven't played wheelchair out of control in a long time.
Emergency bitter, the disputes and the psychiatrists and more. It's London Calling night.
It's going to be amazing. Fire exit are great. Did you see them live? I saw them live. Did you see them live? Oh, they're brilliant fun. I'm rolling. Oh, I can't wait for next week's show. To have a wheelchair out of control. When was the last time we played wheelchair out of control?
We played it very, very early. I wonder if we played did. It since. I don't know if we have, you know. I think we just played it the once.
When really?
It was like show 2 or 3 or something.
Right. I can't believe we've gone 8.5 straight 9 years.
When we did
years.
A disability special, I believe it was.
Oh,
time.
That's right, yeah.
It was early.
Empowering. £6.
It's £6 in advance or £7 on the door, but yeah,
cool,
£6. Finally, Sunday night, Saints of Sin and Teresa Masciana. Sunday night, frankly, anything could happen.
Anything goes on Sunday night, doesn't it?
It does.
You know what? I'm going to go crazy here. I'm going to go a cheeky £3.
£5.
Oh, I nearly went £5 as well.
There we go.
665, cross the road from number the B, see right in through his window. Not that he'd care, he's too busy laying leaves all over the place and disrupting Southampton.
That's right. That's it for the tour for this week.
So, Darren, that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar.
Good. Look, Tony.
He's Welsh. He's Welsh, Tony. You know, they're famous for singing.
He just
doesn't want to know. Anyway, time to go. I'll tell you what, Tony. Do you know what? It's not often I say this.
Okay.
But if Serbian power prog metal is your bag, have I got a band for you?
Excellent.
It's a band called Alogia. Alogia. I don't know how you pronounce it in Serbian. I believe this is the first Serbian band we've ever played. It's certainly the first Serbian power prog metal band we've ever played. And this is one of only two tracks I have off them by Music Submit. And thank you very much, Music Submit, for alerting us to Alogia's presence. What I want to know is, Tony, what is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Alogia.
No, facebook.com/Alogia.official. Ha, serves you right. Paul of the Internet 5, Tony 1, Darren 0. And this is Alogia, Serbian power prog metal, just like saying, and Vremje.
Snickerdoddles.
You're listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Guana Bats, man, I'll tell you what, all my Psychobilly, I'm getting so excited about the Psychobilly meeting. It's so far away and I can't afford to buy a ticket yet. I hope the prices don't go up too much, otherwise I'll end up sleeping on the beach when what I really want to be is all inclusive. The reason I'm getting confused is because I will be going with my mate Steve, most likely.
Yeah.
Not my brother. So I like to go on holiday with men. That's what I'm effectively saying.
It's simpler.
It is. It is simpler. What was that, Darren?
That's so punk of you.
It's so punk, apparently. It's so punk to want to go on holiday with men. I'll tell you what. Yeah, all right, Dan, look, you have to speak up or into the microphone. You can't
say. Sparkly pants. I'm watching in sparkly pants. Yeah, it's
not. Look, the thing is, right, it's just if someone's tuning in for the first time and they don't know that we don't normally have a guest, they'll just think that I'm either talking to myself or someone's whispering in the background, sparkly pants, sparkly pants, sparkly pants. Right, any road up, Tone? What are you doing this week? You doing any tiling or working or what are you up to? Nails? What you got at the moment? What's going on in your DIY life?
You just summed up my November. we're largely the same as usual. We'll be working and all that kind of stuff. End of November, only got a couple of weeks left to a breakup. Yeah, working, organising the joiners coming over to finish what he started with his skirting boards. It's things like that.
It sounds amazing.
It is.
In fact, I'm tempted to fly home from Lanzarote early just to get involved.
I'll put on my sparkly pants.
I'm not sure how many more men I can handle in that way. Well, I've only got two hands. shall we ask Darren what he's doing this week, bearing in mind it's actually next week? Darren, what's happening this week, next week?
What day is it then? At the moment, it's Tuesday?
Well, it's Tuesday the 25th.
If I remember rightly, haven't you got a football match tomorrow, Wednesday?
It's Tuesday the 25th now today. We actually do. We have a football match tomorrow, Wednesday the 26th. For the Cows FC, so if anybody would like to come and watch, whether they be in Oslo or maybe they want to travel down, I don't know, against Sami Saui is the name of the team. You can find all the details on the Cows FC on the Facebook page. So, I mean, you don't even need to be exclusively from Oslo, even Norway, even Europe. And anyone can sign up and come and watch. Get the flights in.
Just get the flights in. Right, Dan, we've still got to work out this microphone thing.
Come over from Lanzarote, mate.
Do you know what? I think I might stay. I think I might see the week out.
Oh.
Yeah, I am. But thank you very much for the invitation, Dan, and very nice talking to you in this section. But right now I need to play the Cherry Poppin' Daddies. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Good, because I love American music.
Chance I get. If they don't like it, they're wrong with. I'm a soft out love of swing time. Drummer to rhythm, I was born and bred. I followed where it's led. I wallowed and I bled, but all it's given is one room living, the suffering, appalling dead. As the years go by, yeah, my inside flowers. When that nightclub saxophone cuts a thousand years, a stick of sour. The lead player again, Sam, on American music. The lead player again, Sam, I need American music. The lead player again, Sam, on American music. The lead player again, Sam, I love American music. Ozark porch, my savior rattled in the Baptist church. Field hand hollers, slave ship collars, and carrying my brother's torch. When the lights go down and my scales stop showing, boy, I smash my fingers down on the only truth that's still unknowing. Lead, play it again, Sam, on American music. Lead, play it again, Sam, I need American music.
my skills stop showing. I'm gonna smash my fingers down on the only truth that's still worth knowing.
Play it, play it again, Sam, on American music. Play it again, Sam, I need American music. Play it again, Sam, I want American music. Play it again, Sam, I love American music. I love American music. I love American music. I love American music.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound Underneath us right now. Thanks to you, such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
You fucker. I'm just making up for last week. I don't mean that. You're lovely. And I'm now imagining you tiling in sparky pants. That was Cherry Popping Daddies and I Love American Music from their latest album, which I believe is called The Babooch. We played that track before and that was something very, very different. Do you know what? It's been a right old mixed bag this week, hasn't it, Tony?
Yeah, a little bit. That's fine.
It really has. What is Cherry Popping Daddies' website?
CherryPoppingDaddies.com.
No, Daddies.com. You might remember the conversation. We said a certain brand of sauce might not be so happy about that. I believe that makes it probably be internet. It's Tony Wong because you're not worth the shit of my shoe.
I think I might be right, yeah.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Yes. And this is only in response to, if this is the first time you've listened, I'm not normally this rude. I was just over nice last week and did it matter? No, sir. Still got grief from a listener.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. Oh, you're fine. Still there, good.
Of course I'm still there.
All right. So, do you have a twat?
I do. No, I don't.
Think about it.
I lasted so well. No, I don't have a twat.
You don't have a twat?
No.
You know what? I've just got a good idea. Darren, you've heard this feature before, haven't you?
Yeah, sure.
Well, I imagine you know quite a few twats in Oslo, don't you?
No. Everybody I know is nice in Oslo.
All right then, so for lying out of his teeth in my lounge, Darren from Oslo is a twat. Now can we carry on?
Yeah, no twats this week. If you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. Type in your email, is a twat, email me now, tony@punkyradio.com.
So what are you going to do instead, Tony?
I've got another gig guide, Paul.
Do you think we'll get Darren singing this time?
That's it. Let's try it.
So, let's go for it. So, it's
Tony's International Gig Guide
Part 2.
It started great badly, ended well.
Yeah.
Graham's been in touch.
Ah, Graham?
Yeah. And he's got, there's another one of those free rock and roll gigs.
Oh, brilliant.
He says, hi, Tony, here's the next free rock and roll gig. And there is a URL, but he does say there's no need to read the event page address out. They don't have default URLs.
Ah. Oh dear.
Details can be found at facebook.com/freerockandroll, which is the page for the event. So
okay.
Who knows? It's this Thursday, the 27th, and it's the same place, Sound Food and Drink on Duke Street in Liverpool. It's free. Liverpool's...
Sorry, I think it means Sound!
Sound.
Food and Drink.
Rory and Ned feature, the Asterix are playing, Tinned Whole House is playing as well, plus the usual Ace Sound Food and Drink backing
track. Hang on,
track.
Is it the Asterix or the Asterisks?
Asterix, Asterisks, grungy garage check, punk.
Just check it, Tony. Yeah. I know how you like Asterix.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. It's free. Do check it out. This Thursday, it's Sound Food and Drink.
Fantastic, and thank you very much for sending that in, R. Graham, thus proving that if you send us in gig information, we read it out. That concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide
Part 2
from the valleys.
I think Dan's did a grand job there. Tony, time for the last track this week. What do you reckon?
Yep.
Last track this week is the second track we played off the new Dragster album, Dead Punk, and what a brilliant album it is too, and thanks very much to Fee for engaging in such witty conversation on the Facebook page for this over the last week or so. Tony, what's Dragster's website?
Dragsterband.com.
No, it's dragsteruk.com and you'll probably die alone. Right, so He's probably been internet 7, Tony 1. What a turnaround after last week when I was being so nice. Oh, I can be evil when I'm in a Canary Island in sparkly pads.
Yeah, there you go.
This is the brilliant Dragster, Tony, and this is Terminal Loser. That's about it for this week. That was Dragster, Terminal Loser. Hope you enjoyed that. Of course you did. They're amazing. Do get the chance to check them out live as well. They're always gigging. As I say, the website is dragsteruk.com, which obviously led to a huge victory for me of 7-1 this week, because I am brilliant and deserve everything I get, and everyone else can go away. Thank you very much to Darren for being my guest this week.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Has he got a lovely voice?
Lovely.
And Tony, what should what internet? I tell you, I keep forgetting how to say this. Why don't you just tell everyone the internet stations that carry this show?
Yep, we're on the internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Padunk, Padunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K radio.com, and finally on Radio Andra. That's Radio Andra, A-N-D-R-A.se.
And thank you to all of those stations for carrying this show. We do appreciate you very much. My apologies if I've done a bit more swearing than usual this week. And Tony, my apologies to you if I've been a little harsh at times. And my apologies to Darren for my comments in general. But anyway, that's about it. I'm on holiday. I couldn't really give a crap. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Oh, poo.